This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Amen. Amen. You may please be seated. Let's put our hands together for the choir. No, don't go, choir. You can go. You can go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need a gentleman. Let's put our hands together for Brother Joshua. Hallelujah. Represent. Represent. He represented us today, the guys. Somebody thought it was a female choir. I said, no, we have Brother Joshua. And we have me until they let me sing. Hallelujah. You know, there's so much to talk about this morning. Before I get too excited, I don't want to forget some very pertinent things. Amen. Hallelujah. And Kachi just surprised me. Look at, how are you? Praise the Lord. Amen. It's all good news. Somebody say good news. It's not over until it is over. Amen. It is not over until it is over. The year 2017 still has a little over 12 hours in it. And there's still a surprise coming your way. I said the Lord will surprise you in the name of Jesus. By tonight, you will have a testimony. What the Lord is cooking for you right now, it will be done before we meet tonight. Amen. Amen. On Friday, the Lord added a bouncing baby boy to the family. Hallelujah. Somebody go tell the folks that parked across, or there's no church on the other side. They're not having service today. Some people just parked across. Please, ushers, take care of that very quickly. So we had a bouncing baby boy, the Shekonese. Where's Yinka? Yinka, please stand up to be recognized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Damilari has a baby brother now. We can call him big brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother and baby are very fine. Doing very well. Is there anybody celebrating their birthday today? Today is your birthday. Anybody? I know one. I'm just trying to... You said what now? Nobody else? Okay. So it's Amarachi's birthday. Where is she? Hallelujah. Please let's stretch forth our hands towards her and just bless her in the name of the Lord. It means the year she was born, the Lord said, this one, there is no carryover. Hallelujah. Let's bless her. Let's pray that the Lord will increase her. The Lord will establish her. It shall be well with her in the name of Jesus. She will grow in stature. She will grow in wisdom. She will grow in understanding. She will grow in knowledge. It shall be well with you all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, Jesus said, bring the little children unto me. And when they brought them to him, he blessed them. We present you to the Lord Jesus Christ today, even for a special blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. May the rest of your life be the best of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We're also having a baby dedication this morning. I'm going to ask Cynthia, she's a grandmother. Hallelujah. Her husband, Hugo, and Desiree, and Princessa. Hallelujah. Please come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Bring the baby. Bring the baby. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. No, she wants to. She doesn't want to dance. Let's encourage them as they come. Hallelujah. Savannah, you can join them. Hallelujah. Big auntie. Amen. 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 Princessa is a huge testimony. She came very early, and it's a miracle of God that she's here today. While she was in the ICU, I went to visit, and she's just a strong baby. She's a strong. Where's Ugo? Ugo, come. Grandpa, let's put our hands together for Grandpa. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, if you'll please rise to your feet and stretch your hands. We don't have paparazzi today. Bring the note 8. I'm promoting note 8. Remember, tell them to remember me in commission. No, that phone is good. He's doing better. He's doing professional. Please, let's stretch forth our hands towards this bundle of joy. The Lord has kept her. The Lord has upheld her. She's a miracle baby. She's a miracle baby. This is the mother, Desiree. Let's just pray that the Lord that has brought her forth, that God will keep her. That Lord will uphold her in the name of Jesus. I tell you the truth, and I lie not. This is a baby with a purpose. Yes. This is one that must come, and the Lord has kept her. Please pray for her. Pray for her. Pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus, that the hand of the Almighty God will be upon her. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, blessed Redeemer. We give you glory and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for baby princessa. We thank you because, Lord, your word tells us that every good and perfect gift, they are from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Lord, we present this baby unto you. We know she's a gift from you. And Lord, we know everything that is kept with you is safe and secure. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord, we dedicate this baby to you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Psalm 139, you said all the things that we will yet do. He said they were already written in your book even before we were born. Lord, there are things you have written concerning her even before she was born. Lord, I pray that every day of her life will be a fulfillment of prophecy. What is already written in your book concerning her, so shall her life be. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit the mother into your hands. We commit the grandparents into your hands. Lord, I pray that you will give them the wisdom, the knowledge and the understanding to raise this child in the admonition of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, blessed Redeemer. We glorify your name. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. Lord, let the voice of the blood of Jesus be continually heard concerning her. In the name of Jesus. That blood will be a defense for you. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah will strengthen you. Jehovah will perfect all that concerns you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. For in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good to see you. It's been a while. That's good. We're going on. That's good. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, last Sunday, at the end of the service, as I was saying the closing prayer, the Lord led me to say something that I look back and I say, glory be to Jesus. The Lord reminded us the story of how we moved into this building. It was a last-minute miracle. Totally unexpected. Amen. It was an 11th hour miracle. And last Sunday, as we were closing and I was praying, and I said, the year is not over yet, that God will do an 11th hour miracle in your life. I believed it. And I received it. And I was believing for this property one more time. You see, when we bought this building, the building was owner financed. It means the person selling was the one bearing the note. That's strange. And I knew they were desperate to sell at the time. It means if you are desperate to sell, it means you need the money. Is that not so? So when you want to sell, you want somebody that will give you return on investment. But she agreed to finance it. So we're paying the note directly to her. But it had a caveat. And the caveat was this, that the loan will balloon in 5 years. Well, December 7th, this month, was the 5 years. And the balance on the note was $540,800-something. And I was believing God. Amen. But thankfully, when we were signing the contract, we had a moratorium for 3 months. So it means the loan will come up due February 7th. And we're working frantically. The broker put in applications with 8 lenders. Almost immediately, 5 rejected the application. Immediately, I mean, it's like they applied today and the next day they told me, 5 people have rejected us. I said, we too will reject them. It's a mutual feeling. We reject them. But let me cut long story short. On Thursday, I believe it was, on Thursday, I just got to the office, so the phone rang and I picked the phone. I know how people talk here. She went, said everything she had to say. I'm like, who is this? You know, so I said, who are you? But at the end, I had something closing. So I'm like, okay. So who are you exactly? She said, my name is Jessica. I said, where are you calling from? You know, she said, from First American Title Company. I said, and what is this about? She said, I'm trying to fix a time tomorrow for closing. The last we talked about the loan was supposed to close maybe end of January. Maybe. But the Lord did a quick work. The Lord did a quick work. This is the closing document. Hallelujah. Friends, our story has always been a story of faith. So if you lack faith, it will be difficult for you to benefit. You just have to take the Lord at His word. If He says, this is what I want to do, just believe God. The problem with many people is they are too intelligent for God. You know, they are smarter than God. So when they hear a word of prophecy, it goes through their intellect and they begin to process it. Am I so... Maybe you tone it down. I don't like the way it's going boom, boom. You know, we begin to intellectually process what God has said. Like I have said today, just now, I told you, I said, there's still 12 hours and change left in this year. You know, for those that care to know, you can see me after service. I will show you a text, no, not a WhatsApp message that I exchanged with someone yesterday, believing God that before this year is over, something will happen. That thing already happened. Just yesterday. The problem with us is we have downgraded God to our brothers and our sisters. So it's difficult for us to believe. I want you to rise to your feet this morning. And I want you to declare that all the glory, all the honor, dominion and power be unto the King of Kings. Just magnify the Lord this morning. Glorify the name of the Lord. Exalt Him. Whatever the Lord is doing in His church as a corporate body is an indication of what He wants to do in individual lives. Just magnify Him. Magnify Him. He says, I am God. Is there anything too difficult for me to do? The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. The Lord will perfect all that concerns me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just give Him glory. Give Him praise. Exalt Him. Exalt Him. Glorify His name. Magnify His name. Glory, glory, dominion, honor, and power be unto you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Amen. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we give you praise. Thank you for all that you have done. Indeed, it has been a wonderful year. Glory and honor be unto your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you even for this transaction that closed. We glorify you. Thank you because indeed you are the God of the 11th hour. Thank you for coming through for your church. Thank you that there was no carryover. The matter was resolved before the year is over. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, I pray every outstanding matter in the lives of your people. Right now they can't see how, but you know how. Daddy, I pray that you will perfect all that concerns your people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, by tonight, give us a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the next few minutes, that we look into your word, that is, speak to us. Encourage us. Open our eyes of understanding. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You may please be seated. And may I add that to the glory of God, we also have the seed money for our remodeling. As I speak to you, we have $102,000 in the building fund. Hallelujah. Thank you for your underwhelming applause. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got you there, didn't I? Praise Jesus. Please open your Bibles with me to the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah. Zechariah, and I'm going to read from chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1. I will read from verse 18 to 21. Zechariah 1, 18 to 21. Then I looked up and saw four animal horns. What are these? I asked the angel who was talking with me. He replied, these horns represent the nations that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four blacksmiths. What are these men coming to do? I asked. The angel replied, these four horns, these nations scattered and humbled Judah. Now, somebody say now. Say it like you mean, say now. These blacksmiths have come to terrify those nations and throw them down and destroy them. Everything that has terrified you, the destroyer shall be destroyed. Amen. The scripture says four nations arose against Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem. And God raised four blacksmiths to terrify them and to destroy them. Everything that has caused discouragement, everything that has, in a sense, scattered your plans, every such horn shall be destroyed. Amen. I say every such horn shall be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, there's a preacher, a theologian, by the name R.C. Sproul. He just died this month. Died at the ripe age of 78, I believe he was. Somebody asked him, he said, why do bad things happen to good people? I'm sure you have heard that before. Oh, perhaps you have asked the same question before. His answer was classic. I've never heard it said like that before. I mean, I've responded to that question in a sermon before, but his own answer was classic. He said, I have not yet seen a good man, so I don't know. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus asked them, said, why do you call me good? He said, for only God is good. Friends, things happen in our life and things don't happen in isolation. Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem must have been at peace, and all of a sudden, boom, horns was raised to scatter them. I have seen that things, before things happen, there are precursors that make things happen in our lives. There are precursors. And these horns represent different things in life. And this nation that we're talking about can be your life. And in your life, it can be many different things. It could be your marriage. If a horn has been raised against your marriage, no wonder there's no peace in the marriage. If a horn has been raised against your career, no wonder career is not going well. But every horn that has been raised against you, I decree and I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be shattered. I said they shall be shattered in the mighty name of Jesus. What are horns in our life? Let me tell you this. It's important that we know what is going on here. I really don't have time to go into it today, but because I want us to pray. But it suffices to say that the prophet Zechariah was writing after the Babylonian captivity. So he was referring to the oppressors of Israel. The nation Israel, the northern kingdom, had completely evaporated at this time, non-existent. It's only Judah that was coming back together. The king Cyrus came and released them from bondage. Everything that has held you captive, I say everything that has held you captive will let you go now. I command to let you go now. In the name of Jesus. You will not enter 2018 in captivity. You will enter 2018 a new woman. You will enter 2018 a new man. In the mighty name of Jesus. King Cyrus came and released them. And while they were rebuilding, some enemies came up. Let's read verse 1 of Zechariah 1. I just want to put things in perspective so that you know what is going on here. It said, in November of the second year of King Darius' reign, the Lord gave this message to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, and grandson of Iddo. So this is God speaking. It's a conversation between the prophet and the Most High God. And the prophet said he looked up in the vision and he saw four horns. And he said, what are these? Many of us are not paying attention to our lives, and that is why it seems like every time the enemy is catching us broadsided. You know, when you're driving, thank God for the new cars now. They put an extra mirror inside the mirror. Amen. Because as you are driving, there is what they call blind spots. There's blind spot. You know, if something is happening in your blind spot, you'll be caught broadsided. Many accidents have occurred because of that. Amen. The prophet said, I looked up. The first lesson I want you to learn this morning, there is nothing on the ground for you. The enemy will want you to be bowed down and be walking like this, like the weight of the world is upon your shoulder. Jesus already carried the burden of the world. You are not the carrier. Jesus is the burden bearer. Don't look down, look up. Look at your neighbor, say, look up. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, where that is where there is victory. He's not looking down. You're looking down. So people, everybody is not sorry for you. So what a shame. That's the most they will do for you. That's all the people that have said, what have they done? Have they brought solution? In fact, you become the example. Have you seen such and such? Oh, she's suffering. No, that is just a story. It's just a story. And don't look around. He's looking at it. There's nothing around. Look up. Look at your neighbor. Say, look up. Look up. Looking up to Jesus. The Bible says, he said, I looked up. And when I looked up, I saw. When you look up, God will reveal things to you. I said, God will show you things. He will show you things to come. He will show you things you do not yet know. In the mighty name of Jesus. So he said, I looked up and I saw. Remember, I believe it's Numbers 21, when they were in the wilderness and they sinned against God, and God sent poisonous snakes to them. You know, and the snakes were biting them and they were dying. The Bible says God instructed Moses to make a bronze serpent. When he made the bronze serpent, he said, anybody that has been bitten by the poisonous snake, do what? Look up. Look up. Look at your neighbor again. Say, look up. Look up. Your solution is not down. You're looking down. You're looking. There's nothing there. Nothing. Nothing. Look up to Jesus. Look up to Jesus. There is nothing on the ground. Nothing around. But looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to tell you three things. Of course, the list is not exhaustive. I want to tell you three things that can represent a horn in your life. Three things that can represent a horn in your life. Number one is people. The devil will use people. You know, if a demon appears to you, and you know it's a demon, you will know what to do. At least you will cry unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith. You know, but when a person appears to you and appears to be a friend, but they are biting you in the back and stabbing you in the back, you will not know until it is too late before you know. When the people that are giving you wrong counsel, wrong advice, you don't know. You think they are friends, but they are foes. Enemies. Sheep. In wolf's clothing. So number one example of things that can represent a horn in your life. There are many marriages that have been destroyed today because of what somebody said to somebody. Didn't you tell him that I said, and I told her that you said, and you said that I said, and she said, and myself I said. And you'll be like, when did I say that? You know, what I did was, somebody, the first person sitting in front here, I whispered something to them. And I told, you remember? I told them to tell the next person, and the next person, the next person, and the next person, the next person. By the time they got to the back, I said, the last person, tell me what they told you that I said. By the time the last person said it, I didn't have to defend myself. The first person said, ha! Because the story has changed. The story completely changed. You have to be watchful. You have to be watchful. Number one, I said people. Open to Ezra chapter 4 and verse 5. You know, God. Listen. King Cyrus. Listen to me. King Cyrus, 200 years before he was born, Isaiah prophesied that Cyrus is going to be the servant of God that will deliver the children of Israel. Before he was born, he was prophesied. Friends, take seriously the word of God. Amen. Take it very seriously. Take it to heart. He was prophesied. And then it was prophesied to the people of Judah that they will be in captivity for 70 years. They went into captivity and 70 years came. Cyrus became king over Persia and he overran Babylon where the Jews were slaves and he released them. So everybody go home. Everybody go home. In fulfillment of prophecy. Every prophecy that has gone ahead of you, receive fulfillment now in the name of Jesus. It was not too late for them. It will not be too late for you. Listen. Exactly 70 years, the Bible says Daniel found from the books that 70 years is the number of years for this captivity. When he found that out, he began to pray. That 70th year, suddenly, it came into the heart of Cyrus, the king. Heathen. He was an unbeliever. He came into his heart. He said, every slave, go back home. Go back home. And when Israel was going, you go and read the book of Ezra. It's not a large book. Go and read the book of... When they were going, he gave them a letter. And he financed, he sponsored their going back home and rebuilding of Jerusalem. Amen? But in the process of time, this is what happened. So some men arose against them. They were building. Everything was going fine. Somebody say fine. Everything was going fine until this. Ezra chapter 4 and verse 5. He said, these are the men of the land, the ones that were against the project they were doing. They needed witnesses. So they bribed agents to work against them and to frustrate their plans. Every agent of darkness, please rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Rise quickly because of time. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that is risen against me to frustrate my plans, arise, O God. Arise, O God, and let every enemy be scattered. Why don't you go ahead and pray? In the name of Jesus, they may have convinced people against you, but God will reveal them. I say, God will reveal them. In the name of Jesus, Makesata, every plan to frustrate my plan, every plan to frustrate my life, in the name of Jesus, it shall not stand. Scatter them. Scatter them. Scatter them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. He said, this went on during the entire reign of King Cyrus of Persia and lasted until King Darius of Persia took the throne. The reason I read that chapter 1 verse 1, remember in Zechariah 1:1, it says what was written happened in November of the second year of the reign of King Darius. Praise the Lord. God had given a prophecy. The prophecy was working itself out in their lives. Cyrus came, released them. He even financed their going back home and the rebuilding project that they needed to do. But then some men rose up. Every man, woman that has risen against God's purpose in your life, God will frustrate their work. I said, God will frustrate that work. It shall not work. I say, it shall not work in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Please be seated. A horn can be people up. Not only were they against them, they bribed others to gang up with them to be against them. Every lie that has been told about you, every story they have cooked up about you, God will reveal the truth. Amen. I say, God will reveal the truth. Amen. Do you know sometimes a brother is interested in a sister? The prayer is that he must not tell some people. Because once he tells them, you say, oh, you see that one? Yeah, that one is. They just begin to. What they don't know, they begin to say. And the thing some people say is based on what somebody else said. They have not experienced it. They have not even met the person. But they have told them, oh, she's snobbish. People laugh when a lady came into my house and was saying to my wife, to her face, that they said, what did she say they said? They said that your nose is in the air. He said, so I'm surprised. I'm surprised you are even greeting me. Okay. Imagine the other people she would have told when they mentioned my wife's name. She would have said, ah, she's a snob. Her nose is always in the air. And she has not seen her. Every lie they have told about you. I say every lie that has been told about you. Every lie that has been perpetuated. The Lord will bring to an end now. It ends with the year 2017. In the name of Jesus. 2018, you turn a new leaf. I said 2018, you turn a new leaf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stories. Stories. They don't know you, but they are talking about you. And talking trash. Talking trash. Do you know, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 5 in verse 17. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of Israel, king over all of Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told they were coming. So he went into the stronghold. Listen. When David was a fugitive running around in the wilderness, nobody cared about him. All right. The day he became king, all right, the day every prophecy came together in his life, the Bible says they gathered all their forces together to go and capture him. Abba. When he was struggling, where were you? You know, when you are broke, nobody cares about you. When you become rich, you say, how did he get the money? You know, somebody said something to me. He said, when you have money, they said, let us investigate the source of his wealth. When was the last time they investigated the source of your poverty? When you are poor, they don't investigate the source of, why is this person living in penury? No, it's when you become rich. I suspect he's not clean money. He's doing some shady Ponzi scheme is what is. But when you were suffering, nobody investigated. God punished the devil. God punished the devil. They gathered forces together. But can I tell you something? All their gathering together did not work. Oh, they failed woefully. The Bible says the first time they came, David, he sought the face of the Lord. He did not look down. He did what? He looked up. Somebody say, he looked up. He looked up. He prayed to God. He said, should I fight them? God said, fight. He said, will I win? He said, you will win. Go for sure. Go fight them. He went, he fought. He won them. Listen, the devil is persistent. Is somebody hearing me this morning? If you thought because you overcame yesterday, they say Satan will leave you alone. You are a dreamer. You are on your own because it's coming back. In the very same chapter, the Bible says they came a second time. When you get home, read it. 2 Samuel chapter 5. The same enemy in the same chapter, he just beat them up black and blue. They went back, they went to regather. And they came back a second time. And guess what? They failed again. Every plan concerning your life, they will continually fail. I said they will continually fail. In the name of Jesus. Watch out for people. Watch out for people. Take your matter to the Lord in prayer. Is somebody listening to me this morning? Take your matter where? Many people are so comfortable to talk to others that can't help them. But it's difficult for them to talk to God. You know, one of the reasons I believe it's difficult for people to talk to God is this. You have seen how people pray. So you say, I don't know how to do all the kata kata kata. Nobody's asking you to do any kata kata kata. You are talking to your father. You are talking to your father. Have you seen Sister Bisi lead prayer before? She doesn't yell. But does God answer her prayer? Absolutely. And have you seen Pastor Joyce lead prayer? Do you know? Listen to me. Listen to me. Your prayer life is simple. Listen. Listen. The same way you call and say, ah, Sister Stella, can you imagine? This happened, that happened, this happened. Instead of calling Sister Stella, say, oh Lord God, this happened. Just tell God the same way you would tell Sister Stella. The same way you would tell the story to Brother David. Tell God. Say, Lord Jesus, I have come to you. I have no other place to go. Pastor said, all these people I'm talking to, they can't help me. Don't say Pastor said. You yourself know they have not helped you. Hallelujah. They haven't. They want to help, but they cannot help. Okay. They are trying. Listen to me. Listen to me. Has it ever happened to you that you had a situation and somebody had great empathy for you, but they were helpless? If they could help you, that matter is resolved. But they couldn't. You know why? The best of men is still a man. The best of men, still a man. Limited. Limited. And guess what? Everybody has their own issues. You know, so as you are telling them, even though they may have that money in the bank, but that money does not have your name on it because they have their own issues. Praise the Lord. They have their own things they are dealing with. So, let me pray with you. And that's all we can do. They will take it to the Lord in prayer. So, how come you can't just bypass that and take it to the Lord in prayer? People. Second, number two. Number two thing I want you to understand is there are some things that happen in our lives that we don't have control over. There are some things. The number two thing I want to mention here as relating to horns is covenant. Covenant. The Bible says, in the book of Joshua, after they took over Jericho, they burnt it down and everything. For some odd reason, Joshua placed a curse on Jericho. He said, whoever tries to rebuild this city will lay the foundation. 1 Kings 16:34. Can you please look at that for me? 1 Kings 16:34. He said, whoever tries to rebuild this city will lay the foundation with the life of his first son. And then he will finish it with that of his last son. And in 1 Kings 16:34, it happened exactly as the curse that was placed on land. He said, it was during his reign that Hiel, a man from Bethel, rebuilt Jericho. When he laid its foundation, it cost him the life of his oldest son, Abiram. And when he completed it and set up its gates, it cost him the life of his youngest son, Segub. This all happened according to the message from the Lord concerning Jericho spoken by Joshua, the son of Nun. If you read Joshua chapter 6, that's where he placed the curse on the land. These guys died. They had nothing to do with it. They have nothing to do with it. There are certain operations in our lives today that other people have committed you to it. Amen? But listen to this. The Bible says we have a better covenant. Somebody didn't hear me. The Bible says we have what? A better covenant. A better covenant. A better covenant in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That is why the person that has not given their life to Christ, I can only say, please. Think it over. The suffering is long enough. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Because only that better covenant can reverse what has already been written. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I have told you many stories about myself. My sister is here. Can bear me witness. In my family, all of those that grew up in the house where I grew up is the same story. It's either they never marry or they never stay married. The boys. My brother, my oldest brother, has been through like 5 marriages. No, he's on maybe the 4th. You say, what's the difference? My second brother, he's late now, went through like 5. There is something that has been running in the family. It was just the grace of God. After I gave my life to Christ, I said, there's something wrong with this picture. There is something the matter with this picture. The first 4, they escaped. Because they didn't live in the house. When I heard the story of the house, I said, no wonder. So when I gave my life to Christ, I said, Lord, the blood of Jesus, I am under a new and a better covenant. Caught by the blood of Jesus. That will not be my portion. In the name of Jesus. A better covenant. A better covenant. A horn can be a covenant. Something ancestral. Something generational. That has been happening before you showed up on this. They already sold you before you were born. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, I have been bought with a price. The price with which I've been bought is the blood of Jesus Christ. So when I'm under a new covenant that is better than the old, guess what? It nullifies the old. When you see certain patterns in your life, then you must cry to God and say, Lord, no more. No more. No more. No more. No more. That is why you see families. In some families, there are certain things that always happen in certain families. Some families, they just don't live long. Yeah. By the time they are 50, they die. All the men. All the men. There was a story like that, that the general of Assyria told. When the man was approaching 50, he ran to him. He said, excuse me, sir. All the men in my family, when they are 50, they die. He said, and I'm nearing 50, I'm beginning to feel premonition of death. He said, you know Jesus? He gave his life to Christ. At least at the time the story was told, he was still alive and kicking. He crossed that barrier. You will excel over every barrier. Every generational limitation. Every family limitation. Every ancestral limitation, you will conquer. I say you will conquer. You will overcome. You will overcome. In the name of Jesus. Finally, brethren, as I close, this, you are very much in control. You can do something about this. The number 3 horn that may exist in an individual's life, and we have talked about what horns do. Horns scatter. Yeah? Horns scatter. Can scatter a marriage. Can scatter a business. It can scatter a life. Horns, they scatter. The number three thing that represents a horn that I want to talk to you about this morning is sin. Sin. When the children of Israel left Egypt and God was leading them to the promised land, as they were going, they passed through many different places, many different obstacles. Listen close to me. As they were going and they were approaching the land of Moab. As they were approaching Moab, the Bible says that, let's read it. I want to read it so that I don't quote it out of context. Numbers 22, from verse 4 to 5. Numbers 22, 4 to 5. The king of Moab said to the elders of Midian, "This mob will devour everything inside." They're talking about the children of Israel. Said they will devour everything inside. "Like an ox devours grass in the field." So Balak, king of Moab, sent messengers to call Balaam, son of Beor, who was living in his native land of Pethor near the Euphrates River. His message said, "Look, a vast horde of people has arrived from Egypt. They cover the face of the earth and are threatening me." You know the first thing the Lord said to me as I was reading this? Your enemies are more afraid of you than you realize. You are scared of them. You are looking at them. You are going, "He will kill me." He cannot kill you. Listen to me. If the devil could kill you, you'll be dead by now. If the devil could maim you, you'll be maimed by now. If he could destroy you, you'll be destroyed by. That you are here seated hearing the word of God, it means he doesn't have that power over your life. He said they were. He has not met them. Sally. He's not met them. He's never seen them. He's only heard. He heard about them. And he was petrified. The king was peeing in his pants already before they showed up. He was petrified. And he's sending for people to come and curse them for him. He said, "Go get me Prophet Balaam. Go get Balaam. Let Balaam come and prophesy, because I have heard that whoever he curses, they remain cursed. And whoever he blesses, they are blessed." So he said, "Go call him for me." Go. He said, how are they threatening him? He said, "They are threatening me." Next verse, please. Next verse. "Please. Please come and curse these people for me, because they are too powerful for me. Then perhaps I'll be able to conquer them and drive them from the land. I know that blessings fall on any people you bless, and curses fall on people you curse." So they hired Balaam. Listen to what happened. Is somebody with me this morning? Here's what the Lord did. Every time Balaam opened his mouth to curse the children of Israel, it turned into a blessing. Every curse will turn to a blessing for you. Everything that has worked contrary to you, they begin to work for you from now going forward. In the name of Jesus, you will finish 2017 in grand style. In the name of Jesus. Listen. They tried several times. The whole of chapter 23, chapter 24, he was trying to curse them, but it was a blessing. He was trying to curse them, but it was a blessing. Listen close. That's not where I'm going. It was impossible for Balaam to curse them. You know why? Because they are blessed by God. You know what Balaam did? Balaam took Balak the king. He said, "These people are blessed. They cannot be cursed." He said, "But I know what you can do. He said, curse them to sin." He said, when they sin against their God themselves will destroy them. He said to him, he said, get some nice medium women. Let them shake their behind in front of them. Let them commit immorality with them. When they commit immorality with them, they live in sin. He said, their God himself will fight against them. And that's exactly what he did. When they sinned against God, in Numbers 25 and verse 9, listen to this. The Bible says God himself destroyed his own people and 24,000 people died in one day. Friends, as we look into the new year, my prayer for you is that you will make a new year resolution that you're going to live for Christ. Enough of half-stepping. The reason many people are suffering today is not because the blood of Jesus is not potent enough. Listen to me. A thought that I was meditating on yesterday and today, the salvation of Christ in our lives, is he saving us little by little? He's not saving us little by little. The salvation is complete and perfect. Your salvation in Christ is complete and perfect. When you give your life to Christ, you are saved. But when you continue to dabble with sin, you hand over your life over to the devil. They tried to curse them. Every curse was reversed into a blessing. They sinned. God himself destroyed them. When God is against you, where do you appeal your case? Where do you take your matter? To whom do you report God? I want you to please rise to your feet this morning. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and change this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup. I lift it up and make me yours.
Reverend, I want you to lift up your right hand to heaven. I want you to make a commitment to God today. Say, Lord, in every way, I have fallen short of your purpose, of your plan, of your will for my life. Have mercy on me, Lord. Purge me. I plead the blood of Jesus upon myself. Cleanse me, Jehovah. Why don't you go ahead and talk to him? Go ahead and talk to him. You are blessed beyond curses. The only thing that can take you back is sin. With sin, you open yourself up. Say, Father, I repent of every sin. I confess. I confess and I repent of every sin. The scripture says, shall we continue in sin and expect that grace will abound? Say, God forbid it. God forbid it. Say, Lord, in every way I have sinned, I am sorry. I am sorry. I make a fresh commitment to you today to follow you, to do your will, to walk with you, to serve you, to love you more and more until the return of Christ, to serve you with all of me, with all that I am, with all that I have, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise and I give you glory. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we glorify your name. Lord, I pray over your church today. Every horn that is risen up against your people, I declare that every horn be scattered in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we have Jesus better than four blacksmiths. The blacksmiths of old, they came, they did what they had to do. But we have the King of Kings. We have the Prince of Peace. Lord Jesus, reign supreme in our lives. Reign supreme in our marriages. Reign supreme in our work with you. Reign supreme in our families. And let your perfect will be done continually in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Let us share the grace together in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I have quick announcements.
This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.